This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was fighting in Sudan's capital on Wednesday night despite both sides announcing they would abide by a new 24-hour ceasefire. A previous attempt at a truce failed a day earlier. The new ceasefire attempt came as alarm was growing that millions of Sudanese were on the brink of disaster from the past 5 days of warfare between the country's two most powerful generals. The fighting grew less intense in the first hours after the ceasefire took effect at 6 p.m., with sporadic clashes continuing in the city center. The U.S. Department of Justice insists that perpetrators and enablers of atrocities in the Ukraine war will be held accountable for war crimes and is seeking more authority from Congress to give funds to Ukraine that are obtained from the seizure and sale of wealthy Russian assets.
Russia has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. We cannot, we will not let war criminals escape accountability for the aggression and atrocities they have committed.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monica told a Senate panel Wednesday that they need more tools to strengthen the DOJ's ability to go after Russian President Vladimir Putin and those who support the Russian war effort. The European Union is preparing 100 million euros in compensation for farmers in five countries bordering Ukraine and plans to introduce restrictions on imports of Ukrainian grains. Pressure has mounted on Brussels to work out a European-wide solution after Poland and Hungary banned some imports from Ukraine last weekend and other Eastern European countries said they were considering similar action. Find more on our website.